Mary James is the Head of Communication at the Department of Agriculture at the Western Cape Government. Mary, a warm welcome to you on our program.
Good day, Tabitha, and good day to all the listeners.
Mary, do you have some news about the latest AgriPro, please?
So the latest AgriProbe, for those listeners that may have not come across this magazine, the AgriProbe is a research and news magazine that is brought to you by the Western Cape Department of Agriculture. It is a quarterly magazine, and all the articles in this magazine is written by our staff members. That really sets it apart from other publications. Something else about this magazine is it is gratis and finiet, as you say in Afrikaans, or very free to anyone that is actually interested in picking up a copy. Moving on to what is exciting about this edition of the AgriProbe is as soon as you pick up the magazine or you click on the latest edition to read it, one thing that would really strike you is the cover photo, which is of a jackal. Now, why we've chosen a jackal, there's this beautiful piece in the magazine about predators on the farmland and how we can find a solution to conservation on how to coexist. So quite recently, farmers and conservationists had a gathering at Prince Albert, a workshop in Prince Albert, to discuss issues around livestock predation in the Karoo. The department partnered with the Endangered Wildlife Trust to present this workshop and find solutions in which farmers and jackals can actually coexist. Something else that is quite interesting in this edition is our minister, Dr. Ivan Meyer, he highlights from his trip to Nampo Cape this year, specifically around his engagement with young people. Also around the same time in September was our Cabinet Meets Agriculture that happened in Overberg. Just to give you a little bit of an idea about this event, we actually take Cabinet members of the Western Cape Government to a specific location depending on where we host the event. And our stakeholders are given opportunity to engage with the Cabinet members and share some of their key concerns. Another interesting article that readers can really find insightful is the 2022 BFAB launch, Glancing at Agriculture's Future, and it's written by Rian Noesch, who's our agriculture economist at the department. And it speaks about the annual BFAB, which stands for Bureau for Food and Agricultural Policy Baseline Study, which was launched in August on an online platform that provides the agriculture sector with an agricultural outlook for the next 10 years. This is a very fascinating piece, and I mean, moving towards the end of the year and starting a new year, you would really want to know where agriculture is headed. And this is something that readers can also look forward to. And there is a link available for the full publication, the full report, and you can either follow it through the QR codes that's provided on the magazine. Readers can look forward to a beautiful piece about second chances through skills development, which talks about inmates that recently graduated receiving their certificates in QF Level 4 plant and animal production, and 13 medium A and B offenders at the DCS Voorburg received this qualification. And it's quite exciting to see that agriculture can really change lives. One thing about agriculture is that, you know, if you plant something and you work hard towards it, you reap the harvest. And I think this is a beautiful new leaf for these guys, and I think it's something that the readers are going to enjoy because it's really motivational as well. And we are excited to share this with you.
Now, where can listeners get a copy of the AgriProbe?
The AgriProbe can be found online on our website, which is www.alsenberg.com, or they can contact us to post them a copy. And that you can do by contacting our office, and that is at 021-808-7613, or sending us an email at eoa.info@westerncape.gov.za. 021-808-7613, the email address is doa.info@westerncape.gov.za. One thing that really sets this magazine apart from anything else for me personally is the fact that this magazine is really written from the heart. every researcher and employee at the department are quite passionate about what they do, and you can see that in every article you read. So as each one pages through this magazine, we hope that you enjoy it as much as we did in bringing agriculture to you. #ForTheLoveOfAgriculture.